It is time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He is puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Dominic Talvacchio of Chicago. I said, think of a common two-word phrase for something you experience in a desert. Rearrange the letters to get a single word for something you should do in the desert as a result. What is it? Well, what you might experience is dry heat. Rearrange those letters as hydrate.
We received over 2,500 correct responses, and the winner is Brian Dunworth of Tallahassee, Florida. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lulu.
How did you figure it out?
You know, it literally popped into my head as Will was reading the question. The first phrase I thought of was dry heat. And then I was thinking to myself, hey, I could rearrange that and make hydrate. And he was actually saying the second part of the question at that time. So.
How long have you been playing?
I've been listening in on the probably for the past 10 or 15 years.
And have you submitted before?
I have not. This was actually the very first time I ever sent a response in to the puzzle segment.
All right. Well, take it away, Will.
All right, Brian. I'm going to give you two words. The letters in the first word appear in left to right order, although not consecutively, in a state capital. The letters in the second word appear in left to right order in that capital state. For example, if I said scant, S-C-A-N-T, and corn, C-O-R-N, you would say Sacramento, California, because the letters of scant appear left to right inside Sacramento, and corn is left to right inside California.
I got it.
All right, number one is annals, A-N-N-A-L-S, and Aryan, A-R-Y-A-N. I'll tell you it's an East Coast state.
Annapolis, Maryland.
There you go. Number two is singed, S-I-N-G-E-D, and Lois, L-O-I-S. And here you're looking for a Midwest state.
Not coming to me yet.
And specifically, it's one of those I states.
Oh, Springfield, Illinois.
Springfield, Illinois, is it? Alas, A-L-A-S, Ford, F-O-R-D.
Tallahassee, Florida.
That's it.
Ha ha, you should have known that one.
Right?
Saul, S-A-U-L, Mines, M-I-N-E-S.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That was fast. Boone, B-O-O-N, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Good. Motor, M-O-T-O-R, Llama, L-A-M-A.
Alabama.
Yes. Is it starts?
Montgomery.
Montgomery, Alabama, is it? Try this one. Mason, M-A-S-O-N. Coin, C-O-I-N.
Connecticut.
Not Connecticut, because that wouldn't, the I's not in the right spot.
Oh, that's right.
Try the upper Midwest again.
Wisconsin.
Yes.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin is it. And here's your last one. Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, and Resand, R-E-S-A-N-D. And you're looking for a New England state. And here's your big hint. It's the smallest state in the country.
Oh, Rhode Island. What is the capital of Rhode Island? I'm telling Providence,
Rhode Island.
Sure.
You got it.
I knew it would come to you eventually. How do you feel?
I feel okay.
You did great.
I didn't think I could match wits with the great Will Shortz.
But there you go. You did it. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Brian, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to WFSU here in Tallahassee, Florida.
Brian Dunworth of Tallahassee, Florida, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Here's next week's challenge. It comes from listener Alan Hochbaum of Duluth, Georgia. Think of a famous living American whose first and last names have a total of 8 letters, all different. 5 of these letters are consecutive in the alphabet. The remaining 3 can be rearranged to spell a woman's nickname. What famous American is this? So again, a famous living American, first and last names, total of 8 letters. They're all different. 5 of the letters are consecutive in the alphabet, and the remaining 3 can be rearranged to spell a woman's nickname. What famous American is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.